First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Olga Kasi gets your goat.
Down the road from our daughter's apple orchard in Sebastopol lives a man who keeps goats. When we go to get the mail, we bring him a box of falls. The biggest goat in the herd, being a goat, makes a goat of himself and grabs the biggest apple in the box. A goat's mouth is narrow, which means the apple fills his mouth so full he can't bite down. He stands there with that dumb goat look in his face, trying to get his jaws to work, while all the other little goats are munching away with juice running down their chins. You would think any goat worth his keep would know enough to drop the apple and bite it first so he can eat it. Not this big fellow. If he drops it, one of the other goats might get it. So he just stands there desperately trying to get his mouth to work. His efforts are so serious, so painful and comical that we laugh out loud. What a perfect routine this would have been for the Johnny Carson show. I hope some listeners are old enough to remember Johnny and can picture him doubled over watching this big goat make a big fool of himself. Halfway home, we look back. The box of apples is now empty, and Mr. Goat is still standing there, just beginning to get the taste of juice in his mouth. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Olga Kasi is an author of books for children and adults. Since writing this piece, she has moved to Sebastopol. Maybe to be closer to the goat? If you would like to appear in this program, send us 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.
Wow, that's great.
You gotta love 'em.